God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to give us strength. God's word to give us guidance. It's from Paul's epistle to the church at Colossae. Paul begins this epistle by saying, writing, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. And reaching down a little further in our text this morning. And so, from the day we have heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fulfilling, pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want to ask you how your life is going. How has it been? Have you spent time with God? Not just in His word, but have you spent time with God in prayer? I want you to think about that word, prayer. And as you think about that word prayer, I'm going to do another exercise. We did this a number of years ago, but I'm going to do it again. Okay, I want you to look around at each other. And I want you to pick out a person. I want you to pray for that person in the next week. I want you to think about that person. Yes, we know each other. We have time together. Time to be frustrated, time to be in joy, time to gather together. But sometimes we just don't understand the person. And we want God to be in their life. So I want you to pick out somebody. And if it's mentally picking out somebody, that's fine. If you want to pick somebody in your own family, that's fine. But I'd like you to step out of the box, out of the boundaries, and pray for someone else. I want you to pray that God will bless that person during this week. I want you to pray and give God thanks and praise for that person. Even if that person doesn't have the same views and opinions as you do. I want you to pray for that person. Because so many times in our lives, we forget about prayer. We forget about encouraging one another. We forget about time for our Lord, not just in His word, but I'm speaking about prayer. Because prayer is very vital for a Christian. Prayer is very vital for your life. I got this plaque on my wall, and it's a very light, and if it fell, it'd probably get twisted. There's no glass on it. But it's just a plain plaque. It's got a butterfly there. I call it a monarch butterfly. And it says, life is fragile. Handle with prayer. I want you to think about how life is so fragile in your life as well. We knew about life in our home on December 29th when Karen fell and broke the top of her femur. I got it right back. So we knew how fragile life was. On February 20th, the Lord sought to bring Doris Rixio. She was getting fragile after we saw her on December 28th and in January. life is very, very fragile. Satan knows about that. Satan, the devil, as Peter explains to us, is like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And guess what? He's seeking you. He doesn't have to worry about atheists. He's already got them. He doesn't have to worry about what we call agnostics, because they're still searching and wondering about this God that we call a gracious God. Doesn't have to worry about them either. He doesn't have to worry about those people, but he's after you. He worries about you. Because when you're in the Word and when you're in prayer, seeking the Lord's will and praying for you, he has a tough time. He has a very difficult time, even trying to tempt you to fall away from God, to follow your own path in life. He knows it with difficulty how strong you become. And how strong you can become. James, in his epistle, says words like this: think on God, turn to God, and the devil will flee from you. The devil knows the power of God because he was created by God. And he fell away from God. He wanted God's kingdom. And every chance he gets, he's coming after you to tempt you, to bring you into his kingdom, to turn away from God, to rebel against God. This is what Satan does. And yet Paul is writing to the children, the blessed children in Colossae. And I took just a minute to add a few words to God, even though it's not in the scriptures. But here Paul begins by saying, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ at Byron. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. You see, God writes his word to each and every one of us. And he's writing today to tell us how faithful he is and how important prayer is. We heard about your faith. We heard about your prayers and intercessions for all people. Paul tells Timothy in his first epistle about praying for all the saints, those who are in high positions and those who are of low positions. Paul wants Timothy to remind the children of God to pray, to bring all of your petitions to the throne of grace. When I asked you to choose someone, you know, we have in our green sheets, there's a list of people that need to be prayed for. Sometimes that's a short list. And I want to expand that list so you can pray for those people, you can pray for someone else. But when you pick someone else to pray for, you are invading their space. Even when they don't understand that or don't know it. You see, that's the goodness of prayer. That's the positive aspect of prayer, that you can involve yourself in the life of another person without them ever knowing it. But prayer is powerful. That's right. Jesus shows to us how powerful prayer is. Throughout the Holy Scriptures, throughout the Gospels, we see and hear of Jesus knowing how important prayer is. He prayed for his disciples. He prayed for Peter. And he prayed for all of those who would come to him. So I want you to think about that as being a very important part of our life, because you see, we put other things at the center of our life. We put those things that we like to see and like to enjoy and like to have. We see those. And as we bring them into our lives, we have this moment of euphoria. But that moment starts to wane. But knowing that God uses us with the prayers that he gives us and expands with us, he knows that we can be those people of God who are supporting and encouraging one another. We can think about the marriage vows. And we can think about the vows that we made at confirmation. We can think about the vows that were made for us at our baptism. As pastor, I can remember the vows that I made in front of the congregation and the vows that the congregation made to me at installation as well. We tend to break those vows very easily and very quickly. And so our prayer life is the same way. We tend to break the vow to pray to our gracious God. And as soon as the alarm clock goes off in the morning, or the sun rises and stares us in the face, and we rise from our beds, we start to fix the coffee. And then we've got breakfast, and maybe some pills to take, and then some eating breakfast, and then we go out on our day, forgetting about the Lord. Oh, she's going to be there this evening. And all of a sudden we get seated in front of the TV, and we start watching our favorite sports team or our favorite show, and my and Bobby, it's time to go to bed again. And the whole system starts going on the next day. And we put our prayer out of our minds. You know, since we have been going to Anytime Fitness, and I've been on the treadmill for almost an hour, it passes very quickly. But also, it's time for prayer. As I'm staring out the window, or when someone pulls the blinds and I can't see anything except the sun glowing, I can still pray. My mom, I want to let you know that I pray for you. I pray that God will strengthen you, that God will encourage you, that God will use you as his instrument in the lives of other people. So Paul is speaking to you today. He's speaking to all of us about that prayer and about praying for each and every individual, because we do have difficulties. We're not as strong as we show forth to others. Within our bodies and within our hearts, we turn away from God, we rebel and we turn away from each other and we become mean to each other. And yet, God continues to come to us, saying he will never leave us nor forsake us. And he gives us that strength to pray for others. So brothers and sisters in Christ, if you can't remember who you picked out this morning, quickly write that name down on your heart or on a piece of paper that's in front of you, the bulletin. Take the bulletin home. Take the green sheet home. You can pray for those people, and you can also pray for the person that you picked out this morning. And let it be known, I'm going to make a promise to you. I'm going to ask you how it's going. Next Sunday? The following Sunday? The following Sunday, because I want you to be in the life of another person. I want you to encourage them, and I want you to lift them up. Because God works in mysterious ways, brothers and sisters in Christ. And to use a term that Gary used, you're not normal. You are not normal. Continue to be not normal and continue to pray for others. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now,